the heart of Granada, Spain, on a cool November morning in 1905. A fragile little girl was born who would one day leave a fragrance of holiness that still fills the church today. Her name was Maria de la Concepción Barrecheguren, known to all simply as Conchita. From the very beginning, her life would not be easy. Her health was delicate, her body frail. As an infant, she battled sickness after sickness, yet her parents saw in her a gentleness, a sweetness, and a surprising strength, something deeper than a tiny frame could explain. Growing up, Conchita did not run and play as the other children did. Her illnesses kept her indoors, often in bed. She could not attend school like others her age. Instead, her father gently taught her at home, reading, writing, and most importantly, prayer. And that quiet home, filled with the whispers of rosaries, the glow of Eucharistic devotion, became the soil where a saint would slowly take root. But Conchita's holiness did not come from dramatic visions or supernatural signs. It came from the ordinary made extraordinary, from the steady flame of a heart drawn completely to Jesus. Even as a child, she spoke of Jesus with a tenderness that surpassed adults. She loved the Eucharist with a purity that inspired everyone who knew her. When her health allowed, she would attend Mass and remain in thanksgiving long after everyone else had left. Her devotion was simple, heartfelt, and total. Conchita loved to pray the Rosary, meditate on the Passion, and spend time in silent adoration. She once said that prayer was her food and that the Eucharist her strength. As she grew older, her health began to decline even more. Tuberculosis, a slow, painful illness, settled into her young body. Conchita embraced her illness with a courage that left even experienced nurses speechless. She would whisper, "For souls, for priests, for the church, for Jesus." Every cough, every fevered hour, every restless night became an offering lifted to heaven. Her room became an altar, her bed a place of sacrifice, and her suffering a hidden treasure she gave freely to God. Family members recalled her smile, quiet, serene, luminous. Conchita had discovered a secret that saints know well, that love makes suffering light, and surrender transforms weakness into strength. Her holiness was not dramatic or grand, it was humble, pure, and hidden. In her final months, her relationship with God deepened to breathtaking intimacy. On May the 13th, 1927, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, Conchita peacefully gave her life back to God. She was only 21 years old, but her soul, radiant and surrendered, had lived a lifetime of grace. Her death was not the end. The fragrance of her holiness, her patience, her Eucharistic love, her joyful suffering began to spread. Stories of healings and answered prayers arose. People who knew her or heard of her felt drawn to her purity. The church studied her life, her writings, and her heroic virtue. And step by step, recognition grew. Blessed Conchita, pray for us. Teach us to love the cross. Teach us to trust God in our own trials. And help us discover the beauty of a heart completely surrendered to Jesus, just as you did.